This is Bangkok, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the different faces of web design. There's not all one face. Web design is not all about just one thing, which is just making websites. There's different parts of making a website. So for example, you might be a front-end designer, and even that has different connotations. So the front-end designer is something who develops the user interface. So again, there's another face, which is UI design. So user interface or front-end design is just designing how people would interact. Now there again, there brings another face of web design, which is user experience. So UX design is another part of that, and that's how people's experience are cultivated and designed and crafted using how they use the UI. So there you go. So front-end design, you've got sort of people who are really maybe good with Photoshop or maybe Fireworks, and they're good at actually crafting a design of what people will use on the website. So that's front-end design. And then you've got back-end development. Now, back-end development is primarily around programming. So you'll know a language, something like maybe ASP or PHP, maybe Ruby on Rails and things like that. Maybe you're a user interaction designer, which means you're good with JavaScript. And that means you'll be able to program and how, you know, something click and whiz bang pop, something happens, and you'll be actually the person crafting that. And maybe you're good with something called jQuery. So back-end development might be something like that. You've also got sort of database management as well, which comes into the aspect of maybe information architecture. And there's another face. Information architecture is looking at the information that you want on a website and finding out how you're going to promote that and how you're going to put that forward into the users. So information architecture is another way you can do. And then you've got things like sort of maybe secondary level, which is things like copywriting. So you're not actually building the site per se, but you are building the copy that will go into it. So a copywriter is an essential part of being, in my opinion, being a web designer. Another thing then is you've got online marketing. So you can be maybe an SEO expert, which means search engine optimization. That means optimizing your website for search engines so they can find you and understand your content better. You've got SEM, which is search engine marketing, and that's actually marketing your website or service or product via online media, such as search engines, social networks, social bookmarks, and things like that. So there's a lot of different faces. Let's just do a quick recap. You've got the front-end designer. They're the people who actually design what it's going to look like. You've got the back-end designer, which is the sort of programming and making it sure everything works. You've got the user experience, which is cultivating and designing about how people will go through your website, the user flow, how they will actually experience your website. Then you've got people who are kind of like user interface designers, again, back to Fireworks and Photoshop. Later, then you've got copywriters, the people who are actually writing the content for you. And then after that, you've got people who are actually promoting and marketing your website with search engine marketing. So there's a lot of different faces, and you can choose which one you want to be. That's the wonderful thing about being a web designer, is that you can choose a part of it and a part of it that you're passionate about and go for that. So you don't think you have to be everything. You can just be what you enjoy doing. Anyway, I hope you have a great time, and happy Loy Krathong for anybody who's here in Thailand, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks. Bye.